Hello.
Good morning. This is Nina Knight from Family First returning a missed call.
Who is this again?
Nina Knight.
Nina, hi. This is Joseph Levering. I was just trying to call you. I got three checks in the mail, right? Once it starts from 7/1 to 7/20, and that's all I received. And out of one of those checks, it's missing 16.5 hours.
Give me your client's name.
Sandra Tambakis, Tambakis.
And which week is that check for?
That would be, oh, gee. Yeah, from, let's see, 7/7, 10/14, so the first week of the month. So 7/1, I guess, till 7/7.
6:30 through
Yeah, so 7/7.
7:06.
There you go. You got it. You know better than me.
6:30 to 7:06. Let me just go to this file right fast. And let me pull your pay stub too while I'm
Okay.
at it. Pay stub history. Okay, let's see. Okay, you know your first day of work with us in your file is 7/2/2025.
Really?
That's when HR complains you. That's when they
Really?
received all your information for to put you in a payroll system.
Well, that's not great because when I stopped at Freedom Care over there, I think they stopped paying me on the 19th or something. I believe they only paid me
No,
100.
that's when you was compliant to start with us, once we
Okay.
received all your information.
Okay, so that was 7/2. So in other words, I'm paid up for these three checks, but I'm still
So
missing it. Right?
7/2 is when our first day we billed the insurance for. So anything prior to that, you would have to discuss with the previous agency.
All right, well, I can discuss that with the wall. But anyway, I appreciate the information. So I'm entitled one more check for last month then, because I only got paid two.
So how many checks did you receive in the
Three.
mail?
Three.
Three?
Yep. So the first
Okay,
one,
let me see.
it was 340.
All right, come, let me see. I'm just going to go down the list. Seven. So we got 7/2 through 7/6. Let me see how much that is for. So that was for 39.5 hours, and that check was for $340.27.
Okay.
Okay. The second one was from 7/7 through 7/13.
Okay, I got that one.
That's total deposited, well, total check should be $491.48.
Okay.
Get that one?
Yeah, I got that full check right there.
Okay,
I got the 52
and
hours for
then
that.
the other one after that is 7/7 through 7/13.
I got 7/14 to 7/20.
So you didn't get the 7/7 through 7/13.
Well, I got the 7/7 to 7/13. I got that one. Then I got the
Okay.
7/14 through 7/20.
Let
And
me see
the first
seven.
one was kind of a mangled one because of the date was wrong. It's only 391, something like that, for the first check.
That was the first check because that
Yeah.
was only 4 or 5 days. It wasn't for the
Right.
full week.
Right, so that's where that is. All right, well, they got me on that one over there. That's not your guys doing. That's the other guys. But so in other words, I only got paid so far up until the 20th of last month. So I need another 10 days or two more checks.
You said the 20th?
Yeah, I mean, that's when I stopped getting paid, the 20th.
So you got 714 through 720, right?
Yeah, and that's the last one.
Okay, let me see. 720. Okay, let me see. That's boy. All right, that's check right there. 7. So I do see a check that was mailed out to you from 721 to 727. So you should be expecting that if you haven't received it.
No.
So it should be coming in the mail.
All right. There's 727, and then there's an extra couple of days there, too. I guess they're
because
gonna...
that was pretty much, let me say 7. That was pretty much just Friday that just passed that pay period. So it's only Monday.
Right. It's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
So you should receive it in the next day or two.
Okay. The first one or both of them?
The 7 last week. For 721 to 727.
All right. So that should be coming. And we'll go from there.
Yes.
I guess. All right. Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You take care.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right. Well, that's that. The